News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea Reber here, and we had a chance to catch up with Lene Scroggins, co-founder of Lemonade Day BCS. How are you doing today, Lene?
I'm great, Chelsea. Thank you. How are you doing? It's great to be here.
I'm doing well. And so let's start with talking about this weekend. We actually have an event coming up that has to do with Lemonade Day. It's kind of the kickoff, and it's the Best Tasting Lemonade Contest. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, sure. Thanks. So we have four contests annually for Lemonade Day here in Bryan College Station, and Best Tasting Lemonade is one of those contests. So kids go out and register for Lemonade Day. They get their backpack with all their workbook and their business plan materials and their free T-shirt from Aggieland Outfitters and Lemonade Day, and then they can look through the contest and decide which one they want to participate in or all of them. And Best Tasting Lemonade is one of those. We take up to 20 contestants, and I believe when I talked to my staff yesterday, we had 16 entries. So that is the largest Lemonade Day Best Tasting Contest we've had so far in our 5 years. And I believe it involves actually 29 kids. So they're partnered up or grouped up in stands. So there's probably about two kids or so per stand.
Okay, great. That's really exciting.
I know. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a little bit like herding cats. So it's a really fun, chaotic event. But kids get very excited about it. Blue Baker is the sponsor of this contest for the fifth year in a row. And so we hold it at Blue Baker around the fountain there on University. And it's just a really fun event to see how excited the kids get to actually come up with a recipe for lemonade and decorate their little tables and start thinking about being business owners through a lemonade stand.
You said Blue Baker on University is the location for the contest. What time do the festivities begin?
The contest will actually kick off at 2:30. We will have kids, you know, and parents check in and get their little stands set up. We have judges check in and have a judges orientation. We have celebrity judges that participate as on the judging panel every year. Usually includes representatives from the cities, both major school districts, and you know, Mayor Barry is almost always one of the judges every year. This year from the city of Bryan, we have one of the councilmen is going to judge. A lot of my sponsors, I use that as a vehicle for the sponsors who have financially contributed to Lemonade Day over the years to come out and participate and really see their dollars at work with the kids. And then we'll actually get going at 2:30. Judges are going to taste lemonade. They're going to go around and talk and visit with all the kids because that's part of the judging process. And then probably around 3:45, that part will wrap up. The judges will turn in their scorecards, and we will tally all of the results. And around probably 4:10 or something like that, 4 or 4:15, we'll come out, and we will announce the winners of the contest and their sub-contest. And there we do a most unique recipe. We also do a best presentation, and then we do the best tasting lemonade, which is the ultimate winner of that particular contest. So we'll announce the winners and we'll present them with trophies and prizes and little goodie bags and some fun things like that, and then also recognize the judges and the sponsors. So we hope to wrap up probably around 4:30.
And this, of course, the Best Tasting Lemonade Contest is kind of a kickoff for Lemonade Day, which is actually on Saturday, May 3rd. And there is still a chance for kids to register for this, correct?
There is. We'll leave registration open until the very last minute. And so the weekend of the 2nd and the 3rd is what we call our, you know, Lemonade Day celebration. Lemonade Day is traditionally the first Sunday in May. And so May 3rd, Sunday, is really Lemonade Day. But we encourage kids to get out anytime that weekend they can. If they've got obligations on Sunday and they can't do it, please get out there on Friday after school or on Saturday and set up your lemonade stand, because people will be looking for them all weekend long.
And what is the main idea behind Lemonade Day? What are you guys trying to teach these kids?
Trying to teach kids that if they set a goal, make a plan, follow the plan, they can see their goal in attainable results. It's really about just learning to own and operate your first business through a lemonade stand. It's something that's fun for the kids to do, but it's really teaching them some life lessons, that we're just using the lemonade stand as the vehicle for it, but it really is a life lesson that they can use, and it's a template they can use for things throughout their life. But a lemonade stand is the fun way to teach them these things.
Lynnae, you talked about the best tasting lemonade contest just being one of the few contests that you guys have to offer. Can you tell us about the other ones?
I can. So there's three contests that happen after Lemonade Day for particular reasons. We have an essay contest, and we've really named it the Tell Us Your Stories, our sweet and sour stories, because essay sounds really like too much work. So we're going to have kids tell us about their Lemonade Day experience. What did they learn? How much money did they make? Was it a lot of fun? And they're going to turn in their stories, and we've set it up this year that they can send it to us in writing, or they can do a 1.5-minute video that they can upload to YouTube. And Evolve Performance Group is a local entrepreneurial firm in town. They are the sponsor of that contest, and their employee base is going to look at all of those videos and read all of those essays and come up with the sweet and sour story winner. We also have a best stand contest, so kids are going to get out on Lemonade Day and take pictures of their stand, and they can turn in two pictures with their contest form. And American Momentum Bank, who has always sponsored our Best Stand contest, their employee base is going to look at all of those entries and rank the best stand and come up with the winner. And then we also have our Best Business, or what I call the Entrepreneur of the Year contest. And this is a revenue-driven contest. It's just like the Newman 10 or the Aggie 100. Kids are going to fill out a contest form that tells us how much they made, how much did they spend, what were their how much did they borrow from investors perhaps, did they donate any to charity, and we will analyze all of those results. That contest is sponsored by Mac Resource Computer for the third year now, and we will come up with our Entrepreneur of the Year. And we also have a Most Philanthropic Award that is a sub-award of the Entrepreneur of the Year Award, and that's awarded to the youth that provided the most money to charity.
Great. So plenty of chances for these kids to be awarded and to win some things and to be recognized for their hard work.
Right. And that's what I want the citizens of Bryan College Station to do on Lemonade Day weekend, is just get out there and support these hardworking kids. They've been working on their business plans probably since March, maybe April. And get out there and stop and buy a few glasses of lemonade on Saturday and Sunday. There'll be a ton of stands out on Sunday. There'll be some out on Saturday also. But get out there and compliment them and reward them for their hard work. Really, I think Lemonade Day is about teaching this generation how to be our next generation of productive citizens. So these are our next business owners, Chamber of Commerce, members. It just teaches them some very valuable skills that they can use for the rest of their life.
And it all starts with the Best Tasting Lemonade Contest this Saturday. Remind us of the location and time.
It starts at 2:30 at the Blue Baker on University location. It's around the fountain, and your very own Kevin O'Connor is our MC for the second year.
Great. And if anyone needs more information, where can they go online to get that about Lemonade Day?
They can go to our Facebook page, which is Lemonade Day BCS, or they can go to our website, which is lemonadedaybcs.com.
Great. Lynnae, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you very much for giving us a chance to talk about this, and I just want everybody to stop by Best Tasting Lemonade if you have a few minutes to come down on University, and more importantly, get out there the following weekend on the 3rd and support our community's youth.
Thanks again to Lynnae Scroggins, co-founder of Lemonade Day BCS. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.